is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. Every student in Akron Public Schools has a Chromebook, and Superintendent David James says most of them have connected via remote learning, but fewer than half are actively doing schoolwork. The district is trying to get students more involved, but it's also facing a number of other challenges from the coronavirus pandemic. James welcomed the decision this week from Governor Mike DeWine to keep schools closed for the remainder of the school year.
I think the governor understood that there would be a lot of hardships of trying to reopen school now, particularly when some districts, their end of their school year is May 14th. For us in Akron, our last day for students is June 4th. So there will be a lot that we would have to do to get prepared to come back, and it would only be probably for, you know, maybe 2 weeks for some districts, 4 to 5 weeks. So I think our resources are better spent trying to figure out what we're going to do come fall if we're going to still have social distancing requirements in place. You know, we have 2, sometimes 3 kids to a seat on a bus. When you think about the cafeteria during lunch, you know, where we have large numbers of students coming in and out, you know, from their homes to school, students, you know, maybe 28, 30 in a classroom in some cases, you know, the sports teams, the band, where you have an orchestra, choirs, or you have a lot of students who we have to figure all that out, you know, depending on the course that the virus takes. So I think it was a good idea to leave our school closure plan in place, and then we need to work together with you know, other superintendents, the Ohio Department of Education, the governor's office, to figure out, you know, a plan for how we're going to address the fall. And that's going to be a big heavy lift.
How is that fall planning going? Has it begun? And who's kind of leading that effort for schools?
Yeah, well, you know, as the governor has said, every school district is different. You have the big urbans, which have their particular set of issues. You have some of the suburban schools. Half of them look more like urban districts or just because of their size. And then many look like rural districts. And the rural districts, they have some issues with internet connectivity. You can provide a hotspot, but there just aren't enough internet, you know, mobile towers to connect. So we're all thinking about it, whether it's going to be an alternative schedule where maybe it's a Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday, Thursday for some kids. There are a lot of things that we have to consider as we move forward with the planning. And I think the governor, I think, acknowledges that districts need flexibility in how they approach the problem because we're all very different as individual districts.
One of the things that's different about your district is your model as a college and career academies district. Can you utilize the college and career academies in this remote type of setting? Because so much of that, it seems, relies on interaction with these community partners you've established.
Exactly. And I think that's going to be an issue that we're going to have to overcome. There are some things that we can do virtually, but you know, some of that hands-on work, and a lot of times it requires close contact with people. And so those are some things that are, you know, folks in college and career academies are actually looking at. There are some virtual solutions for some of that, but I'm not sure those virtual solutions are going to solve, you know, every instance and every problem, even in our own classrooms where, you know, if you're in the automotive technology or the culinary area, a lot of times that requires some close contact in order to instruct the student, you know, how to do certain technical tasks. And so those are some things that, you know, we are looking into right now.
Do you think you have to put the college and career academies model on hold for a bit?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a lot that we can still do and still get accomplished. So those are going to be moving full steam ahead, but I'm sure we'll have to make some adjustments. But I do not believe we have to put that on hold.
Financially speaking, it's expected that the state is going to reduce funding. 56%, as I understand it, of your budget comes from the state. How are you beginning to think about what you're going to do there? And I know you had been thinking about a levy at the point when this began.
So what we have to pay attention to, because we're always downwind of the issues in Columbus with the state. So we know the governor has informed his state agencies to start looking at how they can reduce expenditures. And I think eventually that will hit us. We don't know how. But there's also some CARES Act funding that should be hitting the state. We're waiting for guidelines from the U.S. Department of Education, and we'll have to see, you know, how that funding will play out. I'm actually just as worried about local funding, because for many of the people who have temporarily, you know, lost their jobs, we don't know if these might turn into permanent job losses, as some companies may not recover. What is it going to do to local property tax, which is another basis of our, you know, financing? And our property tax is going to, are collections going to slow down, you know, for people who might not be able to afford to pay their mortgages and things like that? We just don't know. So we're monitoring that, we'll see where that goes. As soon as we hear something from the state in terms of CARES Act money and what it can actually be used for and how it can support our operations, we'll probably have a better idea on what things, you know, we will have to do.
What is the status of the levy discussion that was begun?
That is still, you know, on the table being discussed, you know, by the board, by staff. And, you know, again, we don't have to make a decision, I think, until probably June or July if something's going to be put on the ballot. So we're just having those conversations as well. You know, two schools of thought. One is, you know, if the economy isn't recovered by then, it may be a very difficult lift to put a levy on the ballot. And some say we should maybe just preempt that. Those are some discussions that are currently going on, and it's really too early, you know, to say there's a final decision on that.